What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 294. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about the rate of infusion for analgesic doses of ketamine, answer the drug information question, is sodium polystyrene sulfate effective for the treatment of severe acute hyperkalemia, and share a tip for responding to inpatient medical emergencies. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode294. The article for this episode is titled, Slow Infusion of Low-Dose Ketamine Reduces Bothersome Side Effects Compared to IV Push, a Double-Blind, Double-Dummy, Randomized Controlled Trial. The lead author is Eben J. Clattenburg, and this was published ahead of print in Academic Emergency Medicine. Ketamine is an effective analgesic, but it has more side effects when compared to opioids such as morphine. The authors compared the analgesic efficacy and incidence of side effects when low-dose 0.3 milligrams per kilo ketamine was administered as a slow infusion over 15 minutes versus IV push over 1 minute. The study was a prospective randomized double-blind double-dummy placebo-controlled trial. 59 adult patients were included. The primary outcome was the proportion of patients experiencing any psychoperceptual side effect over 60 minutes. An important secondary outcome was the incidence of moderate or greater psychoperceptual side effects. Side effects were reported in 86% of the IV push group and 70% of the slow infusion group. There was a large reduction in moderate or greater psychoperceptual side effects in the slow infusion group. Only 43% of those patients experienced a moderate or greater psychoperceptual side effect compared to 76% in the IV push group. Specifically, regarding hallucinations, they were experienced by 27% of the IV push group versus just 7% of the slow infusion group. The authors concluded, most patients who are administered low-dose ketamine experience a psychoperceptual side effect regardless of administration via slow infusion or IV push. However, patients receiving low-dose ketamine as a slow infusion reported significantly fewer moderate or greater psychoperceptual side effects and hallucinations with equivalent analgesia. While a slow infusion certainly lowers the risk of side effects with low-dose ketamine, an exceedingly high percentage of patients experienced side effects in both groups in this study. In my opinion, this reinforces ketamine's place as clearly a second-line agent as an option to opioids for analgesia. Other studies have used much lower doses of ketamine, such as 0.15 milligrams per kilo IV for analgesia. When opioids are absolutely contraindicated and ketamine is being used for analgesia, I would certainly try the lower dose first, and I would consider giving it by slow infusion. The drug information question for this episode is sodium polystyrene sulfate effective for the treatment of severe acute hyperkalemia? My answer is probably not. Sodium polystyrene sulfate is a cation exchange reagent and, in theory, trades a harmless sodium ion for a potassium ion in the lumen of the GI tract. While there is limited evidence, the best I can find suggests that this medication is no more effective than laxative use for lowering serum potassium levels. Sodium polystyrene sulfate also has a risk of serious side effects. While not common, it can cause intestinal necrosis, a potentially fatal complication. Certain conditions lead to a higher incidence of intestinal necrosis with sodium polystyrene sulfate use and should be considered absolute contraindication. Those are postoperative patients, patients with an ileus or who are receiving opioids, patients with a bowel obstruction. For severe hyperkalemia, the treatment of choice to remove the excess potassium from the patient is hemodialysis. And my tip for responding to inpatient medical emergencies is to use the timer on your phone or smartwatch to keep track of the time between epinephrine doses during code blue calls. Time passes slowly in an emergency situation, and it's a natural instinct of the team to give epinephrine early. I've been in many codes where another dose of epinephrine is requested less than 1 minute after the last, instead of the ACLS recommended 3 to 5 minutes. Too much epinephrine likely has the effect of increased myocardial oxygen demand, and limiting it to a milligram every 3 to 5 minutes is a simple intervention a pharmacist can have at a code. If you're interested in how pharmacists can respond to inpatient medical emergencies, I have an in-depth Code Blue and Rapid Response training program inside my Hospital Pharmacy Academy. Through the 6-module training program, you'll develop the confidence and skills necessary to respond to Code Blue and Rapid Response calls. You'll also be completely prepared to pass the healthcare provider BLS and ACLS classes. To learn more, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.